Drawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Ah, yes. Good morning and welcome, everybody, to our favourite day of the week. We made it to another Friday, you and I. Yes, weekend coming up. It should be a little bit warmer than we've had the last couple of days. Bedding, I'm like winter yesterday. Areas of fog early this morning. A sunny day coming up. Temperatures around 21 degrees. Sunrise officially 6:46 this morning. It's getting earlier. Major news stories of the day. Well, some COVID restrictions are being eased in Victoria today, but thousands of health staff are still not vaccinated in the state of New South Wales. Brad Hazzard said they're going to be stood down if they don't get the jab. In sport, in the NRL, it's the Battle of the Beaches and the Battle of the Birds tonight. Manly and Eastern Suburbs. Oh, there's a couple of good old-fashioned names. 7:50, it's sudden death tonight. God give the Roosters strength. It'll be live here on the M's as Triple M rocks the footy. Locally, some big stories today. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested after a foot pursuit in South Kempsey. The boy was taken to Kempsey Police Station where he was charged with a number of break and enter offences and, wait for it, breach of bail. A former psychologist has been charged over alleged sexual assault of a teenage patient in Coffs Harbour. And a motorcyclist was airlifted to John Hunter yesterday after an accident on the Oxley Highway at Gingers Creek. Coming up on the show today, well, it's Friday. Oh, we love it. After seven, we release our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. In what's trending, I've got the story of a bloke who reckons he was abducted by an alien under an avocado tree. Hello. In Strawny Leaks, all the entertainment goss, some interesting stuff today on the Cat Empire. Another show that Channel 9 has chopped for next year. And Ed Sheeran reveals his favourite beer, and it's an Australian beer. Can you believe it? Also, we'll check the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today. We've got live music back this weekend, which is just great. I'll run through where some of our great local musos are going to be at the weekend. John Michael in to talk about Clint Eastwood. He's starring and directing in a new movie. He's 91. Can you believe it? Also, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, your last shot at it this week. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with some very famous people like Billy the Kid, around Herons Creek, most famous person, Baz Luhrmann, and B. Miles, the great Sydney identity. We're all born on this day, the 17th of September. 133353, that number! You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. Download the free listener app. You can take us anywhere with that. Let's go, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Heading out to see some live music this weekend. Isn't it great to have it back? Port City tonight have Brodie Island, and Saturday night it's Simon Gudgeon. Prime Suspect play Club Foster tonight. Young Floyd is at the Hastings Hotel tomorrow night. And duo Who's Charlie play Nambucca RSL Club on Sunday afternoon. Also, if you love your music, at Majestic Cinemas here on the Mid-North Coast, you can catch Respect, the life story of the legendary R&B singer, the great Aretha Franklin. Nambucca Heads Library opened this morning at 9:30. Hastings Libraries remain closed but are still offering their delivery service and click and collect. Kempsey Library will reopen on Monday with a reduced service due to a major renovation being carried out for the remainder of the year. In golf today, the Port Macquarie ladies have a two-person Ambrose, while there's the legendary Chook Run at Nambucca Island. And a reminder, Port City Bowling Club's AGM is on tonight at 6, and the JPs go back at their desk at Panthers tomorrow, 9:30 till 11:30. It's footy fever time at Bingley. Huge deals on TVs from leading brands. It's the perfect time to upgrade with the added convenience of 30-minute click and collect. Head to bingley.com.au today.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
In the Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, the great man. I reckon he saw three people yesterday. It was so cold, it was like winter. And again, I'd say he'd have the beanie on. Good morning, Bluey Waters.
Good morning, Strawny. Yes, and I got the beanie on. It is a bit Piccadilly out here this morning. I don't know what it is at the barber shop, but it's definitely too chilly out here.
Yeah, but Richard the Barber always reckons it's about 4 degrees over what they say it is at the airport, but they're saying 7.8 degrees at the moment where you are, Bluey, and that's pretty much the norm up and down the coast. So even though we're sort of past the halfway part of September, it's still very winterish in the mornings and in the evenings. Like yesterday, yeah. If you were in the shade, Bluey, that was freezing yesterday afternoon.
Yes, it was, and I think the chill factor would be about 5 here at the moment. I tell you what, it's down a bit. Anyway, we'll soldier on.
Yep. Got down to, I'm just looking at the low temperatures, 10 o'clock last night, it was only 2 degrees at the Kempsey Airport. How about that? Now, at 5:06 this morning, it was 6 degrees near where you are. So there you go, Bluey. Shocking. Yeah. Now, your old mate, the Nor'easter, is going to be back this afternoon. You've got a dropping tide till just after 11 o'clock. Where are we going to go and get a fish today?
Yeah, well, I went and had a quick look at the beaches yesterday afternoon, and I tell you what, they're very ordinary at the moment. The swell's still up a bit, and they're pretty flat, the beaches, so nothing out there. So I thought we might try the breakwaters, and there's nothing really happening there. They're getting the odd blackfish, but not much, I don't think. So I'm going to try to take a chance today, and I'm going to go out the Effie. I'm going to take a bit of squid with me today, and I'm going to target flathead and jewfish. I think I might try that. So we'll see how we go with that. So at the Effie, we'll try for a flathead or a jewfish on squid.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Beautiful, Bluey.
It's got a bit of ring to it, hasn't it?
Oh, it has, yeah. Now, also, very quick on the text, Richard the Barber, you got it right today. For once, he said we've got it right, Bluey.
Oh, thank you, Richard.
There we go. A beautiful sunrise this morning, Bluey, and apparently Sunday's going to be sunny, and we may get to 25 inland, but only about 23 where you are. But never mind. We'll put up with that, and I think the midway through next week we should get temperatures in the late 20s and maybe even into the 30s. So we'll see. Now, the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet. Where are we going to get a winner? Find us a winner, Bluey.
Yes, I know. I've got to try and find a winner. Well, I'm getting out of Dodge City this weekend, and I'm off to Queanbeyan today. Race up. Horse one, Revolver at 5-1.
Okay, sorry, I may have laughed over your race number. What race is it in, Bluey?
Race 8, Horse one, Revolver.
Revolver in Queanbeyan. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if it doesn't win, I'll probably use it.
And the footy, 2 games to pick from. What's going to be the TAB best bet as far as footy tab goes?
Yes, we're off to BB Prince Stadium, wherever that is. Where's that? Australia?
The games?
Yeah. BB Prince Stadium. I don't know where that is.
Mackay. It's in Mackay.
Mackay. I like Mackay because you can walk from there to the club. It's a lovely spot there.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're off to there, Mackay, on Saturday night. Parramatta Eels received 11.5 start against the Panthers. They'll need a lot more.
Oh, okay, they'll need a lot more. That's his best bet. Okie dokie. Now, finals, we are, of course, getting ready to host barbecues and having people round. We'll need this.
The Bluey Waters Bottle O Best Bet.
Yes, we're off to BWS, and you can't beat it when you're at your finals game. You need a 30-pack, right? So it's got to be Chewy's Extra Dry at $54 a carton.
Oh, what's that a grog, Bluey?
That's $1.80 a grog.
Oh, yeah. So look at that. That is correct.
You can sip and cheer for the whole 80 minutes.
Good on you, Bluey. You enjoy the day today, and, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Great fishing over the weekend. Enjoy it. Thanks, Bluey.
Cheers.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Strawny.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie. After 7, our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. It's in excess from Shabu Shaba. And don't change. A little bit foggy in some parts this morning, but a beautiful sunny afternoon coming up, and temperatures up to about 23 degrees in the inland areas. 20 on the coast today. Sunday, it should be sunny and 25.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Telegraph, it says, immature, Dutton blasts China over Australian nuclear subs deal. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says Beijing's propaganda made the case for a new AUKUS pact that will see Australia get nuclear-powered submarines. In the Sydney Morning Herald, their lead story, unvaccinated nurses bring heart procedures to a stop at a Sydney hospital. A dozen of the state's top cardiologists were forced into isolation and urgent heart procedures were cancelled after two unvaccinated nurses worked while infectious. In the Australian, their lead story, Alliance for the Ages as China threat grows. The AUKUS pact will deliver a sovereign nuclear submarine and missile program for the greatest projection of the nation's military power into the Indo-Pacific region, writes the Australian today. They're the main news stories in our nationals. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies who want you to have a great weekend. They're going to be busy today. Tonight, Set for Life draw is on. Draw number 2234. 20 grand a month for 20 years. I think you and I like the sound of that, eh? We're playing the Coast Greatest Hits Marina with a Triple M traffic update coming up. Yeah, a mostly sunny afternoon, but only about 20 degrees again today. It's nothing real flash as far as the temperatures go. However, it is flash being a member of the Triple M Club. Now, if you're a Triple M Club member, you get access to the most exclusive prizes. And how's this? If you're a Dave Grohl fan, you're going to be pretty psyched for this prize. Just when you thought he'd done it all, Dave has gone and written a book titled The Storyteller, Tales of Life and Music. And we've gotten our hands on some signed hardback copies to give away. Plus, one ultimate fam will win a signed drum skin signed by the great man Dave Grohl that we've mounted in a frame so you can hang it up in your pride of place, whether it's in the pool room or whatever. Now, to win, you've got to be a Triple M Club member. Join free at triplem.com.au. The Storyteller, Tales of a Life and Music by Dave Grohl, published by Simon & Schuster Australia, available in hardback, ebook, and audio edition on October 5.
Stormy Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Phil Collins has sparked further health concerns during an appearance on the BBC when he confessed he can no longer play the drums. The star's health woes have been well documented in recent years, and he's been seen using a wheelchair after undergoing back surgery following a fall in his bathroom in 2017, and various mobility issues followed. We hope he's okay. Michael Constantine, the beloved actor from My Big Fat Greek Wedding and more, has passed away at age 94. Michael passed away from natural causes at his home in Reading, Pennsylvania. And the trailer for the new Matrix film has dropped overnight, and it is a corker.
If you want the truth, Neo, you're going to have to follow me.
The only thing that matters to you is still here. I know it's why you're still fighting and why you will never give up.
You don't know me.
No?
Imagine tomorrow's car today. The all-new Hyundai Tucson at Andrew Midiki.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Romy Stephens here with your local briefing. Police have arrested a former Coffs Harbour psychologist over the alleged sexual assault of a mid-teens patient back in 2017. Detectives commenced an investigation in August this year following reports a teenage boy was indecently assaulted by a man known to him during specialist appointments. Following inquiries, they attended a Kempsey Correctional Facility and arrested the man in his 50s around 12 p.m. yesterday. He's facing several charges, has been formally refused bail and will reappear in court today. Local mayors are up in arms over the government's plan to change the way it manages developer contributions. Currently, when a developer wants to build something in our community, they must pay council a certain amount of money. That cash then gets used to build things like roads, playgrounds and surf clubs. Coffs Mayor Denise Knight says the government's plan will see them stripped of that money, meaning rates will likely have to rise.
What is happening now is the state government wants to remove that from local government and keep it for themselves. If that happens, the rate will go up in order to pay for the things that the developer contributions paid for.
An accident on the Oxley Highway late yesterday has resulted in a motorcyclist being airlifted to John Hunter Hospital. The man in his 30s sustained serious injuries following a collision between a car and his bike, with paramedics commencing treatment on site. The Westpac rescue helicopter arrived shortly after and transported him to hospital in a stable condition. And we're being told we should talk to our GP or pharmacist if we're having to wait 8 to 12 weeks for our second dose of AstraZeneca. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says Atagi changed its advice during the Delta outbreak, recommending it only needs to be 4.
For whatever reason, as there may be some GPs or even New South Wales clinics that seem to be applying the 8 to 12 week rule. Again, for those, I'd ask them to get back in touch with their GP, go to their local pharmacist.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with a national news briefing. Victoria is counting down the hours to extra freedoms to come into place from midnight tonight. Adults who've had one dose of a COVID vaccine can go on a picnic or walk with one other, while those that are fully vaccinated can gather in groups of 5. Lismore and Albury are entering the first full day of a week-long lockdown. The two New South Wales regions forced back under stay-at-home orders amid fresh COVID concerns after it was only lifted last week. It means essential workers from Lismore will no longer be able to cross into Queensland as part of a border bubble. Meantime, Queensland's become the 5th state in the country to legalise voluntary assisted dying. The state government's historic bill passing Parliament last night. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's a coming of age for Queensland.
It's very historic, and I think Queenslanders have spoken loud and clear, and we've listened. It's quite emotional, and we've heard so much respectful debate in Parliament. I'm just very, very proud of how everyone conducted themselves.
The legislation will come into effect from 2023. And some 360 Cadbury workers will go on strike across 2 Melbourne sites today. They'll walk off the job for 4 hours, demanding better pay and that long-term casuals are made permanent, with some staff in roles for more than a decade. It's the first industrial action for the chocolate giant down under in almost 50 years.
Win in an instant with a Monopoly game at Macca's. And this year, there's an epic $616 million in prizes to be won. Peel and scan to win at Macca's today.
It appears the vibe is good in Eels camp ahead of the club's must-win semi with the Panthers tomorrow. Forward Junior Paulo had this to say about Clint Gutherson when asked if he enjoyed the week off heading into the finals, and Gutho had a bit to say about it too. Take a listen.
Our captain himself, Gutho, full of energy all the time, and sometimes it gets a bit too much around the boys, so a bit of a mental break from him definitely helps.
Mate, I'm with him 24-7 and we don't need a break from each other. Me and him are as tight as anything.
Well, tonight it's Manly v the Roosters for a spot in the prelims.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions. Thanks to Longboard Landscaping. Unique designs to create your ideal backyard getaway.
More clean waves on the holiday coast grit. That's early morning surface today. That swell size has abated from yesterday. We're looking around 3 to 4 foot on the protected southern corners. Open beaches are a little bit large, around that 4 to 6 foot mark. So if you like a bit of swell, head to those open beaches. Now, we do have an offshore wind today, or early this morning. It's meant to predict to swing a bit more nor'east, so protected southern corners may have some solid waves later on this afternoon. We do have a low tide around 10, 11 o'clock, and water temperature hanging around that 18 degrees. So get out there, make the most of it. Catch you in.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast Triple M.
Just gone 7 past 7. Coming up, we're going to look at our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also on the way, Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss for the day today. And a great story about Ed Sheeran. He has a favourite beer, and it's an Australian beer. What do you reckon it is? We'll look at that. And also the Cat Empire. Wow, they're having a rejig of the band, and Amazing Grace apparently not back for next year. And what's trending? I have a magnificent story for you on a Friday about a bloke in the US who claims he was abducted by aliens after standing under his avocado tree. Yeah, could you even make that up? 133353, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Let's go on our favourite day of the week.
Strawny's top 3 things to do this weekend.
What about heading to the beach? It is the first weekend of the flags going up at our beautiful beaches. Mid-North Coast Surf Life Saving Branch President Rod McDonough.
We're expecting big numbers on the beach, and obviously we've got things in place to deal with the COVID restrictions and look after our members as well. That's foremost on our mind. Yeah, our guys are all keen to have a chat. They're all fairly well trained and they know their stuff, so it's a great opportunity for anyone to get down, and anyone that wants to become involved in surf life saving, yeah, just go and approach someone on the beach. So it's a great organisation, and we always welcome new members as well.
Good on you, Rod. Markets back up and running this weekend. The Coffs Jetty markets are on Sunday from 8 o'clock, along with the Laurieton River Walk market Sunday, and the Port Macquarie Art Society markets also on Sunday. Heading out to see some great live music this weekend. Well, at Port City on Friday, it is Brody Island. Saturday, Simon Gudgeon. Young Floyd plays the Hastings Hotel in Wauchope on Saturday. And Prime Suspect will play Club Foster Friday. And duo Who's Charlie play the Nambucca RSL Club on Saturday afternoon. It's always a really good gig. Now, also, if you really love your music, at Majestic Cinemas here on the Mid-North Coast, you can catch In Respect, the life story of the legendary R&B singer Aretha Franklin. Wonderful, wonderful film.
Singing is sacred, and you shouldn't do it just because somebody wants you to. What's most important is that you are treated with dignity and respect.
I'm the free computer online generated voice for Strongest Breaky Show on Triple Trickle Triple M.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
In the US, a man has claimed, what do you hear this, he was abducted by aliens who inserted a nanochip in his arm, leading to his wife leaving him and losing his job. Steve Colburn claimed he had been taken aboard a UFO hundreds of times by aliens that looked like typical guys. Steve explained it all began when he spotted a UFO hovering over his avocado tree, which he was pulled up into the spaceship by a green light beam. He also claimed he was taken to a medical station and asked to lie down on a table. He then said they used a long instrument that was like a piece of stainless steel tubing that had a fiber optic cable inside that transmitted ultraviolet light at the end of it that would disperse the implants and put them into him. He also claimed that his urge to investigate the paranormal had also resulted in him losing his job. He was fired after he used company equipment to try and analyse the suspected implant. Ah, dear, oh dear. Well, there's a couple of morals here. Number one, we thought our anti-vaxxers were loopy. And number two, if you see an alien, don't stand under an avocado tree like that bloke did. Hello?
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Balam and Strotty for Brekkie and the Locals Guide to the Mid-North Coast today coming up. It's my live from No Doubt. 23-8, a beautiful start to the day today, although cool in the morning. Beautiful and sunny this afternoon up to 23. We may get to 25 in the sunshine on Sunday.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yeah, here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
Clint Eastwood is an absolute marvel. He's still starring and directing in a new movie. How old would he be, John Michael?
He's 91, and he has just finished doing a movie called Cry Macho, and I think it'll be released next month or whatever. But he is absolutely, well, I mean, he makes great movies.
Yep.
It's not like he's a poor old doddering thing, you know. He's not like Joe Biden of the movie business. He actually is a very, very talented man. And he even rides horseback again at 91. And he said, now I've finished this, I've got to think of my next project. But I haven't got any ideas at the moment, so he wants to keep on directing. But one of the films he directed some years ago that won a lot of Oscars, including an Oscar for its star, Hilary Swank, was a movie called Million Dollar Baby. Did you remember?
Yeah,
Million
Dollar
Baby? In which she played a female boxer who unfortunately comes to a sorry end at the end of the film. Well, that happened a couple of weeks ago. two women boxing, and one threw a punch that connected badly, and the other, the opponent, died, which, you know, was terrible.
Yeah.
Now, even something even as bad just happened last week. A male boxer who now has the appearance of a female, but was a male boxer, has gone into female boxing. So he made he had a round with this woman, a genuine woman, and hit her with a punch and broke her skull. And she's now in a near-death experience, situation.
That's terrible.
I mean, I think that's absolutely appalling. I did think that, Million-Dollar Movie, Million-Dollar Baby, was actually a movie that at the time was a bit odd because you didn't hear about female boxers. And now, of course, it's a legitimate sport as long as, biological women fight biological women. I'm not mad on the idea, but to have a bloke who is a male boxer now looks like a woman entering on the ring and fighting genuine, I think that's just dreadful.
Yeah. Anyway, we will move on, but that Billion-Dollar Baby was fantastic, even though I can't watch those movies with sad endings. The world's too serious.
Nobody, the first film that he ever directed was Play Misty for Me.
That's right, yeah.
Remember that?
About the radio announcer.
Well, do you know, that to many people is still, and that was 50 years ago, and it's still one of the best movies of its kind ever made.
Amazing. Now, let's talk about the Bond films. How many Aston Martins were destroyed in the new Bond film, John Michael?
Well,
they're beautiful.
Seven. They had 10 custom made for the film, and, that would have cost a lot of money. And in the various, because there's no Bond movie without a car chase, in the movie there was this various car chases, and they rode off 7 Aston Martins. Now, that will break the hearts of a lot of people, I'm sure. Can you imagine? But they all finished up only ready for the wrecking yard.
Incredible. John,
that, of course, is that Bond movie, which we've waited forever and ever to see. And we'll be coming out, I think it's 2 years after it was finished.
Yeah.
It's finally going to come and hit the screen. But, No Time to Die is the name, by the way. No Time to Die.
Yeah, the last one for Daniel Craig. We can't wait. They're always great fun. John Michael, time has beaten us. You have a great day, and we shall talk to you same time next week.
Okay, mate. See you then.
Good on you, buddy. Coming up to 19 to 8, the Locals Guide to the Mid-North Coast today. Coming up next.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie, followed by Steve Price in Australia Today after 9. It's John Mellencamp there and Lonely Old Night. It is 11 past 8. The sun is shining. It looks great. Last day of school. Holidays starting tomorrow. Morning to all the mums and dads that have had 1 week with the kids at school. Take it easy around the 40K zones and have a great holiday. Sunday looks like it'll be sunny and up to about 25, 26 degrees.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's head to Maxwell and see if Sharon walks away with the money today. G'day, Sharon.
How you going?
Terrific. What are you up to today? Have you got people sort of coming for the weekend as well? What are you doing, Sharon?
I've got to work today, but I'm planning my daughter's 18th for next week.
Your daughter's 18th for next week?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're having it at a club or a pub, Sharon, or...?
We're just going for dinner at the club.
I thought so, yeah. That way it's out of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
If young ones are there, oh, crikey, it's a worry, but I'm sure it's going to be a great night, Sharon. And have you got the typical embarrassing photo to go up on the wall there at the club?
Oh, yes, I have, yes.
Good girl. We can get our own back in some way. Enjoy the night, Sharon. We wish her all the best. What's little one's name?
Isabella.
Isabella from us all here at Triple M. Enjoy your 18th next week. Okay. Now, Sharon, what number on the wheel for you for $1,000 to help pay for it?
23.
23, okie dokie. Come on, number 23. Around we go. Still keeps going. Will it keep going? Oh, it stops on the number 3, Sharon. Dear, oh, dear. Only 20. I can't give you the cash, though. End of the month, which is only like next week in a bit, we have the next draw for the fire pit, the wonderful Easy Burn fire pit from Bennett Steel. They're celebrating 30 years in business this year. Each month they give us one to give away. I've got you in the draw for that, Sharon. You have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, Sharon, other birthdays today. We've got a few local birthdays today. Sometimes we go sort of days without people wanting to be recognised, but today we've got a stack. Rap Kempsey of Port Macquarie. Yeah, Rap Kemp of Port Macquarie. Have a great day today, Rap. Yeah, there you go. Love comes from your family and friends. Rap, enjoy the day. He's birthdaying today along with Barbara Kyle of Maxville and Chris Kemp. Also, Joan Mulverhill of Taylor's Arm. Is it Joanie's birthday today? Lots of love comes from your family and friends. So, Rap, Barbara, Christine and Joan are sharing their birthdays with some very famous people like Billy the Kid, our own Baz Luhrmann from Kemp's Creek and B Miles, all born on this day.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie, followed by Steve Price in Australia Today after 9. It is The Cure there, and let's go to bed. No, it's too early. Well, unless you don't shift work, I suppose. Morning to you. Sunny afternoon, up to about 20 to 23 degrees for today. One of the big things over the last week, particularly for kids on the Mighty McClay, has been the almost completion of the pump track in West Kempsey. School holidays starting tomorrow. This thing is so good. Kempsey Mayor Liz Campbell's been out there this morning, and I thought we'd catch up with Liz and talk about this great facility, particularly for mums and dads. They've got to keep the kids interested, keep them happy. This facility is a cracker. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Strawning.
How good is it? For people that haven't seen the photos, I mean, for kids and their bikes, it is so good.
It's absolutely amazing. There's a young fellow here at the moment doing practice loops around the roller coaster or bike track thing. It's just unbelievable.
It is. Just at the bottom of the heights there, it's a great location for the track. And just after the Olympic Games, Liz, to see what went on there, and just for kids, it's just heaven on a stick.
Oh, it is, and it's so accessible for the kids to get here. And there's all bush around, the birds, as you say, Heights Bowling Club, then we've got the tennis courts just below that, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, tell us about the whole concept, Liz. How did it come about? I mean, it's been a great community effort, hasn't it?
It's huge, and the conversation started around about 2 years ago with the community, and the community said there was a bit of money being put aside for something for, you know, the youth, and this is what they came up with that they wanted. We had a different location pick to start with, and then we progressed this. Obviously, what we wanted was twice as much as what we had, so we've been able to complete what we've got now for half of what it would normally cost with grant funding, money from council and sponsorship, and it's just fantastic. And the community already are starting to see the kids coming out, getting away from their electronic devices, and it's a huge meeting place. And the next stage we have to complete now is to get some seating, some shelter. We're putting in a water fountain for people to use for water, and that still has to be completed and funded. But so far, it's being used terrific.
Fantastic. Now, also, you're seeking some community sponsorship to get your stuff like your seating. I mean, the trees are there, but to have a shade facility would be great as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've already had sponsorship from some really amazing organisations in Kempsey, and everyone here is always so generous. But we just need that finishing bit to make it a really fantastic meeting place. And the things that are really important now are the finishing touches of some seating, some shade, some you know, making it really a fantastic
facility.
Place to
yeah,
be. At the moment, there's gravel and dirt around it, which is okay. It's a bike track.
Yeah.
But, you know, some grass and things for people to gather. And we see families coming here and looking after the place and everybody meeting, and it's a great equaliser, something like this.
Sure is.
Everyone can be involved and are involved.
Yeah, if you'd like to know more, head to the council's website or their Facebook site, have a look at the pictures, and if you think, well, I could put a few dollars into that, get my name out there and help them with some sponsorship, get in contact with the Kempsey Shire Council. Good on you, Liz. Great to hear the birds chirping in the background. For mums and dads going into the holidays, this is a godsend, given that everything that's gone on in the over the last, 18 months or so. So congratulations to the council. Great work. Have a great weekend, Liz.
You too, Strawny. Thank you.
Triple M and Strawny Fabrecki winding up with the Green Day classic and Time of Your Life. We're playing the Coast Greatest Hits. Been a busy show today. How good is that track? There's a photo. I'll get a photograph up of the pump track at West Kempsey and put the interview up from Liz on the Listener app as well. And you can have a look at this facility for the kids. It's just fantastic, let me tell you. If you missed any part of the show in general, you want to have a catch-up, head to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch-up. It's all there. Thanks for your company this week. Stand by, Steve Price after 9. Now, Monday morning on the show, my very special guest is going to be Phil Jamieson from Greenspoon, because Monday marks the 17th anniversary of their fantastic album, Thrills, Kills and Sunday Pills, 4 unreal singles from that album. What was it like, looking back now, recording the album? What process did they go through? We're going to play a bit of it on Monday with Jammo here on the M's. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. Each day.